단지에게도 소설을 퇴주를지 이만한 가든님 비선제단님 난로된제도 영답과 조비 선제제 고모를 모질라 다지비 장급을 저원님비 선바 장조조도 투체받아지래 선바쇼 간시 선바를 저비 저절을 만한 장조선비 저바는 저비 흉흥대니 쇼하체발라 레우주의비난 레우급아 시로기 레우 시로기 레우데라요 아다 선바 텐시게 돈도체바체 텐시게 돈도체바들라야다 Jola Chava, Doji Simi, Tensi, Mola Chava, Tender Chemo, Tini, Drebel Chava, Machango, Stasum Yvinone, Sumba, that Drebel Chava, Machango, then Drebel Chava, Machango City, that Cassi, Chichawanda, which Drebu Chawanda, which you know, then Drebu Yabachi Chegre, Mavachi Chegre, that Kandar and Drebu Chenis on the Yan and Drebu Yabachi Chegure, Yan and Drebu Mabachegura, that Dini Mato, Dini. Chesun Ravokan, a true Yamara, what that dingy, any Karela, Chevainaya, repeat Chenada, Drebu Yabachina and Tigmar, Drebu Mabachi, Chevin and Tigmaresin. Then Drebu La Cheva, you met Chango City, Yabata Mabani, La Cheun, the Dinny Cheva, then Gondonda, Cheva, the any Maruva Chanonda, whatever that, you met Changoche. The diggy Mancho, the Chesin Bache, that digging traded in my share.
Please listen with the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, with the motivation thought of wanting to lead all of them to a state of complete liberation, a state of complete enlightenment. The text we're studying, the bodhicitta avatar, is present in 10th chapter, and then chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom. Within that, then, we came to the presentation of the, elimination of misconceptions, or like projections. And so, and this is done by using the Madhyamika reasonings. And there are three Majjhimika reasonings or arguments are presented here in order to remove, to eliminate those misconceptions. First is the investigation of the cause, the diamond splinter. The second is the investigation of the nature, the great interdependence argument. And then thirdly, the investigation of the result, the argument, which refutes the origination of the existent and non-existent effect. So we are now in this third point, the investigation of effect and investigating the result. And we see that actually there can't be an existent, both an existent result and a non-existent result cannot be produced. When we investigate, then we see that something non-existent cannot be produced, and in also something existent cannot be produced. So in this way, then we come to see that phenomena cannot be produced. And so this is the discussion that we arrived at, and in that then we covered a little bit of this discussion already, and we have a bit more to cover.
That dini ngatun drevu chi yeba chi chegre meba chi chegre stokunda tan drevu yeba chegre se da ta pe nyunyu ra tan chen ba ge tan drevu jui ten tan drevu yeba chi chegu yes she de gor ma do di ma yin ba ta ma chwa ge drevu meba chi ta chegu yes ta thing ge ra ina ya ta Drebu yoba to chia tingmindo, Carson, Drebu yoba chegoya kayo maracon, Drebu kuno, yedegra. That Drebu meva chego reseva lava inaya, that day, ribechen and tigmaris, Junsen Carson, meva seadi, kumumera. Mumi indi, mumi chigla, jujin cassetsoa inaya, and then gumi dea, mubola, jutu yanda oda, mubing wall and jutu yanda oda, then kayo maris, pena, ribong radita, mebare, mumere, Junsen de latineta, jujin cassetsoa inaya, ribong radita. Chetumidos. Odin did that, and meaba the chetumaresene. Riba tansu de the niche, cason condu shis mache. That dealer dinima, nume de da nobola, jurmutuyaki, junsen yanger, junsen shanda de shiver. Drebu yobashi chegre, meabaji chegre, said that transgenba the suki, drebu yobashi chegres. 그래서 주의 때는 드레브 참아 열에 어디 여바디 찍어요 시그라 디 마도 바기다 신다 만차오게 드레브 여바시 찍으래 매바시 찍으래서 트와이나 매바시 찍으래서 러그르 마도 드레브 여바시 찍으래서 러그마라 다 매바시 찍으래서 러와이나야다 간다 디야니 팅마레스
And so when we investigate the result where we look a little bit closer more closely at the result that is produced, at the effect of causes, then those effects can be either existent or non-existent. And we saw that in both cases, then it is impossible to have a production. It is impossible to have something existent that's produced and something non-existent that's produced as well. In terms of something existent being produced, is mainly the Samkhyas who accept this, who think there is something that is already existent that is produced, whereas most of the other most other people then consider that this is something that is non-existent, that is produced. But then something non-existent then cannot be produced, and even the transformation of from being non-existent to existent is not possible, because if something is non-existent, then it cannot turn into a thing, it cannot be turned into something existence, because it is non-existent. It is like the horns of the rabbit. Then you cannot produce the horns of the rabbit, because this is something that is non-existent. And so therefore, we saw that this is what we saw yesterday, this kind of a way of investigating, but yet there's a further kind of a explanation of this, of how production of a non-existent effect is not possible.
Chik juchen la teni chik ngume de ngobo la jur tuyan rabo dan jur tuyan dinde yena yena ngobo ki ngobo de mado shinto teni ngume de ngobo la njugo ures yena ngume ki ngobo de mado shinto ngobo la njugo ures ta teni karu re mado ta chik ngume de ngobo la tsun judan tsa nyue maras.
And so if we have that on the basis of causes and conditions, the non-existent thing is turned into an existent thing, then there's two cases. Either it is the character of non-existent is not discarded, and or the this character of being non-existent is discarded in this transformation. So two cases.
And so
in the first case, when there's not this character of non-existence is not discarded, then how can a non-existent thing be at the same time an existent thing? So this is if we don't if we haven't discarded this character of being non-existent, then we can't have a thing. How can a thing be a non-thing? Because those two characters are kind of mutually exclusive. So if something is a thing, it is not a non-thing. And so we can't have something that is turned into a non-thing, into a thing from a non-thing without discarding this character of being a non-thing.
Junzei karasana, ngume rangi ngode ta meba chadegora. Meba la me shindo ta ngobo la tsu njoya yoresana, tsani sigma resore. Ngume kuroki ngode tsani mandor ni ngobo la tsu njoya yoresana. Njoya mindo, ngume ki ngode mandor na ko ngume tigara meba chadegora. Meba chagi chagi la dini yoba kandis chagres, ote tsani dini sigma res. Ngume ki ngo mandor shindo ngobo la tsu njoya yoresan, njoya yomares. Ani tsungyo bola njugu yoresana, diyan njugu yomarasa. Ngime kurongi ngo mando na ko tigaran tadu ngime meba chade gora. Ngo dike, ta dugu yomarasa. Tagi tiwa tambo di tis kenzandawa. Ngime ngo bola njugu yena, ngime dike ngubi ngo mapani ngime ngo bola njugu yoresa. Di tiwa kyogandawa, dik tis kenzandawa tiwa di. Karisana ngime kurongi ngubi ngo tsani dugu yomara. Ngubi ngo mado na ngubi ngo torni,
Any,
Dindwa, ngome ngobo jyutu mebe junsin ya, ngome che ngobo mandor shindu jowa tang torne jowa nika medebi che sijindwa. Ngome che ngobo mandor shindu. Ngome deke ngobi ngobo de mandor shindu, ngome ngobo len jugu yore yana, torne jugu yore sijindwa. Tambo did this sketch and Bushiram to the disc condemned of Kushin Kansh. Kansana, we may call no booking words and triomara. We may no booking war matuna, then a cooking over carrot tire. Toyamara, in a triwanona, we made the noble and junior, we being war madoni tsunjuri, yana, we make no the ton and juries. Triocation. And Tambo did the singmaras and Tambo the sea singmara, Kansana, we made the noble words and trumer. We made a noble and you cook pencil pangach and nidera. And then some pangach needed the cooking noble tsunju yundi, noboking or contestover, cooking or being or sign trumer. Two nimba did it, Tada Changda, we made the noble tsunju with the we make croggy, we making all the pot tornade in it, sushi, noble and jewelry, and my stalking the two nimba did it, Tigaranish, and the conch tambudi. Ngeme ngobo jurtu mebi junsen yansi. Ngeme che ngobo madar shindu njuwa tan, donin njuwa nikas. Tati ngone che nan yige nori na hako umindu. Chik che nan nori yinsar sasanda.
Kusu, dira o lagda.
Chiwa dila ta na dinenda wengi goyandu. Ngeme de ngobo le tsunju yundi. Ngeme deki ngeme ke ngobo de madar shindu njugu yore, donin njugu yore siyaji. Chiyo kyo chana, dini tata. We make in all the pa mandor hindu, we make noble and joy your resina, then joy your mara. Kung we make in all the mandona, the cotegara, we make chadegara. Then we make in all the pa torne, noble and jures, and other nanjin think we made a noble and junior, then we make in all the pa torne, noble and joy your tenera, or the din your maras. That dinny depart, the shejajin of virgin desert. Chick the dotes, consent to
Nikati, nibadi junsentine.
And junsent the old lenda. Tambode. We make no ball and junior day. We make the king, we make no mandor shindo and jugure, we make no de torn in jugures. To a ninker, Mador shindo and juicy added the tassing with our cans, and we make no de Mardona, cook the gara, tadung we make deadera, the conjuaminda. Ta, we make no de pot torny, then no ball at sunjoya your resin, or dinjoya your maras. The dinner insert, and that did not know the chin and the sanicron to what tumble the sanicong.
So the just maybe to keep it simple, there's a some interesting point with the Tibetan where we had a ngome gi ngopo, so that was a non-thing thing sort of thing. So that was the discussion, but basically the point is that here. When so we are examining when there's this so usually we consider that a non-existent thing then turns into an existent thing. This is how, you know, result is produced from something that is non-existent that become existent. But then here, this is what we are investigating, see if it is possible or not. And in order to do that, then we look whether this aspect of being a non-existent, so this its nature or its essence of being non-existent, being a non-existent thing, is it something that is discarded when you become a thing, or is it something that is not discarded? And so in the first case, then we saw that, so when something non-existent turns into something existent, then if this aspect of being non-existent is not discarded, then it is not possible, because this thing is still non-existent, and so it can't be non-existent and existent at the same time. And so that is contradicting each other. And then if this aspect of being non-existent is discarded in the process of transformation, then again, this is not possible, and this is what we're going to see now, the explanation.
Nda dindel ngeme de ngobol junyu de ta ngeme ki ngode dorne ta ngobol jutu mare se sa junsen karasna dambo khono ta ngeme chade gora ngeme chade ni ngeme me shimbi ki kos ta ngobol sig mara ko me ngeme yi shin do ta ngobol sig mara odi ngobol sig mena tene kandres sungobo ngeme de pa dorne ta ngobol juya yores kaisa kongwe meki ngola nei shindo ta ngobola chik chanro yanda wo chik mundwa ta nei shindo machana tene kandes ngobola njogere odin juya mindwa as dinde ta ngwe meki ngwo torne chik ngobola chunjo se yade chuk maras kaisa ngwe meki kurong ngola nei shindo ta ya kaisa na ngobola njogo gora mato nei shindo mai ba ta tambo ngwe me de pa shi tene shine kale chik chu ngwe bi ngola chu juya chi yeres ne dimindwa ta kuro tanda ngumi yin xin do dine ya chik lam san chik ngubo la njun rabu gong da oda di zanyi sing ma rasi ta hain sina ku ngumi la nede gora tanda ngumi ki ngubo la nede gora di ne xin do ane chik ya ngubi ki ngubo la njuya yu rasi da di njuya yu ma rasi.
And then in the second place, so it is through the removal of its non-existence that the non-existent thing is transformed into an existent. But what can be this newly existent thing? What can it be? It's a bit. But what can this newly existent thing be? So, interesting question, isn't it? So here, so we have the so we saw that if the aspect of being non-existent is not discarded, then it can't be transformed into something existent, because then it is something that is something at the same time non-existent and existent is not possible. But then, so we have this. So, but how is it possible that this aspect of being non-existent is discarded in order to turn into something existent? And this is not also something possible, because something non-existent abides by this, you know, by this nature of being non-existent, basically. And so, when it gets out of this, you know, of this being non-existent to turn into something existent, then what is it? It's not the same thing, is it? So, something non-existent is non-existent the moment it turns into, you know, existent that is not the same anymore.
That the end of Jiraisha Kanda, we're making. ngeme de ngo torni ngo boran ju sia de ta sig ma res kan sin ngeme de tanda ko ngeme ngo la ne de bra ne de gi de gi la tini ya ngo boran ju ya de ta ko sig ma ra ko me ba la ngo le ne de gore ta de ma sin na de ni ko ngyo bo de chang me da ngo bo ma cha na de ni ko ngeme ki ngo de le ani ju gu ya ma res ngeme ki ngo de man ju na de ni ngo bo kan res chi ko cha ya res o de cha ya ma res.
So because this is the what is defined as non-existent cannot, through its non-existence, be a real thing. So something that is non-existence, you know, is like abiding by, you know, this nature of being non-existent. And so how is it by, you know, as being non-existent, they can, you know, turn into being existent? It just stays, it is something that is non-existent, And so there's not like a possibility for that thing to turn into something being existent. Something non-existent that is cannot be a non-thing, cannot be a thing. And so as long as it is this non-existent thing, there is this non-thing, then it cannot be a thing. So it cannot turn into being a thing. Possible.
That dina shi ngobo yang ngome la dina chine njoya yo ma resore. That riba chiba ra da ngome di ngobo la tsun joya me na dina ngobo di yang dina shi chine ngome ngobo la njoya yo ma ra. That ngobo da ngome seya di ni chik pensu ponga cha de ore. Pensu ponga de da chik ngome yina ngobo ma yin bi cha gore, ngobo yina ngome ma yin bi cha de gora. O di indi da ko pensu pani ne de gore di ngobo ngome la njoya yo ma ra, ngome ngobo la njoya yo ma resi. That di riba di chiba resi kanda.
So it says, so if there is no laying aside of the character of non-existence, there is no possible occasion for coming into existence. And so, therefore, how can one ever speak of a non-existent thing becoming an existent thing? So it is not possible. And in the same way, then also the just as a non-existent thing, then cannot come to be an existent thing. So there's the same also something that is existent, then cannot turn into becoming non-existent. Because those two notions are mutually exclusive.
That kasi ngobo de ngume la njua ya na tene ngobo de ngume nika ki ngor chubata no gores. Kaisi na ko ngobo de tambo ka ngube ngor chade gora. Jema yang ko ngume la njua ya ndoa. Njua ya yoyinde tene chik ngobo da ngobo che tambo ngobo che tene jema ngume la njua ndoa tene ki che de ta ngume nika ki ngor ani chubata no gores. That is serious, and this thing, Maraka, is not going to be pencil ponga chasan. Pencil ponga get treated Ninga chi in the years and a yamara, Mumi in the Nobo in the years. It's a new maris.
And so, if on the other hand, then an existent thing could become a non existent thing, it follows that it would possess the nature of both existent and non existent simultaneously. Because, so we have this thing that is existent. And so it becomes non-existent. So this existent thing then becomes also non-existent. So it is the same thing. So it is, you know, existent, and then turns to be non-existent. So he has those both character, the character of what it is, so existent, and then it turns into being non-existent. So then it has both character of being existent and non-existent. But then this is not something that is possible and something that we can observe, because those two notions of being existent and non-existent are mutually exclusive. You can't have in one phenomena the character of being existent and then the same time of being non-existent.
And
so that is why then there is no such thing as a cessation. It says that when we investigate, so when we look at phenomena in this way, then we see that no phenomena is produced, whether existent or non-existent. When we look at the causes also, then we saw that actually there can't be any production. Things are not produced without causes, but they're also not produced from self, not from others. So therefore, that's why we say that phenomena do not arise. And so if they do not arise, then there's also no question of whether they are abiding somewhere or not, and whether they are ceasing. So that's why it says that phenomena are... there's no such thing as a cessation, or being a cessation, and that they have no true existence. And so this is the reason why throughout the three times being never born and never pass away.
Odindi, Tanganzo Gajig, Nomiki, Chet, Tamala, Ribet, Cheva Cheundi, Taduyan, Chick, Tonin Dawata, Dembatuba Mainba, that Demindabo Maintenye, Chick Dembatuba Dawodinichi, yores na kan yomaras pe na chushin na shin chene chig rimbe shin da baba de shyu yin de ta nonon le chi nimbon da wa kan yan chi thoya min da wedina shin ribe ma chi na chi pe noi ge chhe de sang ma chi ye de nyen da ribe che ba che yin de ni ran shi demba tu ba kan yan nye me de ni wa de chushin na shin res ta chushin de ko chi baba ma shin ni sha jo yin na pe shin thabo ye zar san san ji phong gora ए पावर मेसे शिप जो है ना तको नानोला निबो से नि खाय यो मार छम पाबा छ दगरा ओदिन आइ सिन छने ला मिबि ने छला छे दनि तोंबा नि रे इने नान छला ता सिबि के नुवान रा मेरा मा बो यो रे ओदिसो नुवान ना सिगे देम बथु खाय यो मारे स
एंड सो इवन दो सो ऑन द अल्टीमेट लेवल ऑफ फिनोमेना आर डिवॉइड ऑफ एनी इनहेरेंट एक्जिस्टेंस डू नॉट अराइज इन द ड्वेल इन द सीज Then, however, they still appear on the relative level. They manifest to sentient beings, or the three realms of existence, and with these sentient beings. So all of those then do manifest. But then all those manifestation of those phenomena which manifest do not have any inherent existence. They are like a magical illusion. That's the example that is given in order to illustrate that, and so even though they appear, then they are devoid of any inherent existence. The other example that was given is like of a plantain tree or banana tree. Then when it's just the layer of the skin and the bark, and we peel them off, then there's nothing inside. So when we look at this banana tree, then we feel that, you know, it's quite a solid tree and quite a hard trunk and everything. But then when we start to look a little bit and try to find for this kind of a hard thing that is this trunk, then we peel off the different, you know, layers of thin kind of bark, and then in the end we do not find anything. So it was just the bark that was making look like there was this really strong thing there. And so it's the same also with the all the appearances of the three realms of existence. Then when we don't investigate, then they look really solid, really existent, really there. But then when we investigate, then we find that actually they are not truly existent, truly established, just like a magical illusion. Or it's like, so in this example, like the banana tree, where it looks, you know, so solid, but actually it's just those layers of thin bark.
Onda dini di ribe cheba chene da chuk nilu la kanda kowa ta nyangin le deba la yan cheba kan yo maras. Dina shin da kowa la jingwa cheba de yan yo mara, ani kowa le trawa se yan yo maras. Da do chwe danji da ranshin maraba, ani nyamba ni chade gores. Dini ngubi nezo la da kowa ta nyangde se yage cheba yo mara, ani kowa la jingwa ta, ani kowa le trawa se yan yo mara, tsangma, ani nyamba ni, da chuki yi nyamba ni chade gores.
And so the so all phenomena then on the ultimate level are devoid of any inherent existence, and that is for all phenomena, including so samsara, all the phenomena of samsara. So therefore, there is no notion of also of liberation. Liberation as well is devoid of any inherent existence. The nirvana as well. So there is no difference between attaining nirvana and not attaining it. This is the stage. There is no bondage and there is no liberation. This is this great perfect equality.
That's all Sharana Sunda.
Equipment.
That's a washer on a caressing worse. Quad and young in the was said the la Chapa Tawayan messunda, Chapa Tawayan mess. Younger carsina, then we've been natural of Quad and Yande Sergi, Chick sung in over the negate, Chick Choman over the negate, Chapa San Yoman, Junzin carsina, Chet and Jet, Yambani, and Giranchine, that Chadora, Nedora, Udini. Maybe Nizula, that quad and young in the world, sang in the negative Chevakan Yomas, Sama, Yambani Chadigores.
And Nagarjuna said in the Varud verses in the middle where the Mula Majamika Karika that between these two, there is not the slightest, not the subtle distinction. So between the Samsara and the Nirvana, there is not the slightest difference and the slightest distinction, and that in that they are all emptiness devoid of any inherent existence.
onda dina shinjin kason ye kondo shin ba nga so dina no la umi tenzi so ma do shin mi do si ne ye shenda no la shi da nga se ya ge ne ge ni ge ne ya yung yu res ine ta ji shi da nga de ne she wa ina ya den la ta ni son kon so mandi wa yo ma res shin ba o de ni ne ge tenzi ge da ye go de min da wa de ne yo res ta na da shenda na na ji ngola che ba chik thura se an da wa da dina shin ge de ne Jundinin Galacho by Machango Sando, then it shitanga than a yunga. Oh, then they yoba inaya, that didn't on a summa to shimunda, did some dig chibu gate, zonda was chatter, Junsen Karsanazo, Chutanji, Judan Drebo, more sunk consumant by Yaman, Yanan Ju, Yanan Drebo, Yanan Wo. Dinazo, Kapa, Bano, Nantar Gosson Shimda, Chutanji, Nantar Gosson Giranshi. Any talent bevas, Jutsema meba, Drebo memba meba. Motombani siendo, otta dini, denon riba de sonke, ta jolichaba dojisime riba deki, jutsema mevache. Devalichaba yemechengo deki, devu memba mevache. Molachaba tendechimo deki, any? Ankasa jutsema meva, devu memba meva. Motombani. O di nanta goson, the tatan begoda. O jumse de la teneta, then see this sonke, that nanta goson de tenen begores. Nanda goes some de tat and a bet to swain and in it, chit and jig or tony ten and bendora. In a dash and tinsy shanda de so share de yanchik this tribala gadiny. The sola yanchik yan goad cashelum per lumboira. O the sola yan ripa mambo, macunata, riba chick ninga de so kusha in a coat to yamara, that dindy, and the riba mound and shivers. Tend that this song cost lugers.
And as was mentioned earlier, then there are sometimes in the when we talk about the Madhyamika arguments, then we talk about four or five Madhyamika arguments. Here, three have been presented: this investigation of the cause, the Vajra splinter, the investigation of the nature of the great interdependence, and the investigation of the result that is there is no production of a existent or non-existent effect. And so sometimes I talk also about those other arguments, such as the neither one nor many argument, but those are kind of elaborations. The reason here for talking about just those three is that they, in order to establish our understanding or to come to understand, to realize the three doors of liberation. The absence of characteristics, the absence of aspiration, and the essence being emptiness. So those three are the three doors of liberation. So each one, so the investigation of the cause, then enable us to establish the first door of liberation, that all causes are devoid of conceptual characteristics. And the second argument then help us to establish the nature of phenomena, that is emptiness. And the third, that the investigation of the result is that it is all says beyond expectancy or beyond aspiration, aspirationlessness also sometimes it's called. So that is why here this is presented in terms of three reasonings, and not four or five. Those four or five, those other reasonings, Madhyamika arguments, are like a more, if you want, elaborations. It's a different way of approaching it, but then what is presented is the same. So it's just, if you want to go into more detail into the reasonings, then you would go into those fourth and fifth reasonings. But in terms of the meaning and what is addressed, then this is all included within those three, and here they were presented because in relation to establishing the understanding or realization of those three doors of liberation.
That din jigi gandar shiro leuge, that shungi, tendon umada, that she's mad, that dinima, tony to be chelator, that tony to be chelator, that lelaur. That din jigi shiro leuge, that kandarachi ningando, that's how my she's mad. Kare enjoyers and that, download the tavetan of watcher. Then in Niba Gombay Nyans number. Somebody that didn't see Drondocha was shim, that this songi kanda shiro leuge. Ani shungi tendon de ta zono gora. Tawetna na beba si de ta deningi korno wachik. Umi ge ta tendam temba ta kunso temba kandis shengdo. Ta zo tawatna na beba si de chadu gora. Tawa si de ta temba ni. Dindi dumdam hawa chiro pa dang di na shi ge da nambi ge tun da ta shi yo ra din di chira ma dang da do de pa sen sam ba di na shi umar anju ba de so gi chi ta wa de ba ni de kan de shi ge do an di na shi ge tan da umar tan ju wi ge shi no na ta de ma ni de kan de shi ge do de nam se de kan de shi ge do kun zo se de kan de shi ge do o di ta ha ko ya de ni ta we te na pa ba sa ta ta wa de de ma ni cha ini gombe nyam sene ba se de ta kan za ge da me da che shi da me kan de shi kong gu do ini kansak dasya dan chesh dasya chik chuban du minu o diso che gomsu da diso she son din tinsik dondo cheba se de ganzo shima ta wa che tinsik de sum de ge da che dan je jume le chawa dinon shin ju da le chawa ani ju shin shin le chawa ta diso khanya chik chuba me ba ta tena beng da o de che
so now the actual subject of this chapter on wisdom is finished now, and we come to the to see the benefits of realizing this, of realizing emptiness, and so basically this chapter is presented in three parts. There's first, you know, establishing and emptiness through the to the view, establishing the view of emptiness. Then there's the meditation on emptiness, and then thirdly, the benefit of realizing emptiness. And so in the first, that was establishing the view of emptiness, then in that there was mainly a discussion of the two truths. You know, how the Madhyamika then see the relative truth, how they see the absolute truth, how they understand both, and then how the different other schools, such as the Sautantrika, Vaibhashika, Chittamatra, then see the two truths, and how are the Madhyamika then refute their misconceptions or kind of bring the correct Madhyamika understanding. So that was the first section. Then on the meditation on emptiness, then there was discussion of the basically of ascertaining the identitylessness of individuals and identitylessness of phenomena, and also the three or the Madhyamika arguments. And within the Madhyamika arguments, there were explained that in terms of those three Madhyamika arguments, the investigation of the cause, the diamond splinter, the investigation of the nature, the great interdependence, and the investigation of the result, that is, can't be any origination of an existent result or a non-existent result. And so this is what have been explained, what we covered. And so now we come to see the benefits of realizing emptiness, or the kind of activity, if you want, of the realization of emptiness. Once we realize emptiness, then what we do, how do we do it?
That is Tony Tobi Chele, Sheta Shiva. Ta toni tobi chele, tongba ni tona ta kare pento yores ta, chele kare yores ta, penyon kare yores. De shevde ta, penyon ni yores, randyon da ishenden. Randyon la ta, jiden cheche ge toba deso, anin gwa nyamba cheba ta. Ta ishenden to tsewa ni je chenbo, anin bame to cheya, o de ni yores. Ta toni tona ta, jik penyon se na yanda, chumre se na yanda, chele se na yanda, o de ni yores.
Randyon de?
Randen don jiden chuje ge toba deso gonya toba toba se de pena ma zo ji juje lon che nie da nie ban de ba na ji te de la ni ji de ne toba che ra o de sa ma ji nyam toba de wa dan dung an ki de ya ke de nyam nyam toba te ba dan he ba nyam nyam toba ani juje lon che nie ya dan mi nie ba de nyam nyam toba dan dan zo de jiden chuje de gonya yo ma ra juje lon che ma bo nie na ga re ma nie na ga ma ra ni ko de ni shu che ro de da Sozo pe devo yena gagrin mato duvo yena gagmindo. Ta toni toswa yena dedu kari naya chikko dele chik chomen rao dene ke yoy mare juze nye na yendra manye na yendra ko chik cheba khan yoy mare sa de gonyan toba yung uras. Ani shendon do tsewa nyinji chenpo beme to yung uras.
And so the benefits of realizing emptiness, so what happens when we realize emptiness, so first is for one's own benefit, for oneself, then what we have is that we realize the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns, and for others, then this is the effortless display of great compassion, of love and compassion. And so for oneself, then we realize the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns. So the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns is that, you know, at the moment for us, then what happens is that we like those, you know, happiness and so on, and we don't like when the others, the suffering and so on, come our way, and so we don't see the equality of the eight worldly concerns. But then when we realize emptiness, when we realize that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, we realize also the equality, the equivalence of all eight worldly concerns. So that is the first section. That is so the benefit for oneself of realizing
emptiness. Hmm. That chedanji tony yimbi ki jonsenta riba mabu ki chik cheyon de la ranshin denba tuba tsutteba jaya taan, dina shimeba jaya kanya yomarasi. An dewa nyoya taan, dunga nyoya ya kanya yomarasi. Dina shita, chikpe nyembo, tsik nyembo shaya taan, ta minyemba, tsik nyemba sheba. O deso kanya yomarasi. Ta de tsangma ranshi maduba, tongba nyiresi. O dine ke tongi ke tuyendala ta nyembar shago uresi.
So since all things such as food and clothing are empty by their nature, what is there for us to gain or to lose? There's nothing at all. What praise and honor, what insults and humiliation can be heaped on us, and by whom? And so, all phenomena, so whether being food or clothing, all those things that we want to acquire, or that we are kind of upset when we lose them or when we don't have, then actually are not truly existent, devoid of any inherent existence. The praise, whether it be words of praise honor, or would it be words of insults and humiliations, then all those also are equally devoid of inherent existence. So what we need to do is to abide by the meditate on their equality, basically.
Michigi di yechola, sending a chuchuana, Michigi dechuni, and the tarigi took the way in. Could the chiba remado, under chick towa dungada, chick towa devando, can't talk more as shunda. They do nyantova, they do toba the nyantova. What the new words? Tony toyundi, Tanda de Njitin chuchik toba the ngonyamba, young words, shes on, dewata dungan in gonyamba. The condition words at the Kazon Kondo Shavanai. Any Michigi yechola, sending a chuchu. Ne, that sending to the Chenape, Sivoyra, that could deal a dewa yungura. De Chubadan, and a yanchon in Tarek in my super checker the denis, took the way in there. Then you did do. Keep over the number, then the yungres. Mother Pajoni Chitarek to the Tsoa Dunga Chich, then you chick sending to the Tsoa Dewan over the Kan Chegumas. That they do get chick numbed the Satsama, Pound over. They are yam to what in the yungres. That turned down on my carico, Tsoa Dewa the Dunga chick numbed the so. Gadunda.
And so in this way, then we need to realize actually the equality of those or the equivalence of these eight worldly concerns, because at the moment so we see a difference, you know, between the four that we want to have and then the four that we don't want, and but then we need to kind of realize, like the example that was given before in the chapter on patience, of you know, this person who was warming his left side by a sandalwood fire. So it's a, you know, really warm fire and really a kind of pleasant sensation. And on the other side, there was someone cutting their limbs with an axe. And so this, which is a painful, an example of a painful sensation. And going to the point of seeing the equality and not seeing the pleasure in on the one hand and the one side, and then the suffering on the other, but just seeing the equality of all those. And so it's the same for us in those with those eight worldly concerns and not seeing the pleasure of having the four that we want to have, and then the suffering of the four that we don't want to have, that is by realizing their equality. And so those eight worldly concerns are mentioned in the letters to a friend, like Nagarjuna, where he said that, so he says, regard as equal you who know the world, all gain and loss, all joy and pain. So we have the, you know, gain and the loss, the happiness and the suffering, good and ill repute. So that is when, you know, we're well known, and or when we are completely ignored. And so that we don't like to be completely ignored, whereas to be, you know, well known and recognized is something that we like, that we go after. And also so that's 5 and 6, and 7 and 8 are praise and blame. So those are the eight worldly concerns that we need to see, that actually they are equal, their equality, their equivalence. And at the moment that is not the case. We just, you know, crave for those which we like, like the gain, the joy, and so on, and we want to keep away from the other four. But then actually, then we need to see that they are actually equivalent, that they are the same, that they are and in realizing emptiness, by realizing emptiness, then this, we see the equivalence of the equality of those eight worldly concerns. And what is the point of realizing that? Well, the of realizing the equality of the eight worldly concerns. The thing is that at the moment we don't see the equality of the eight worldly concerns, the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns, and because of that, then this is what leads us to circle in samsara, basically, because of wanting to get those four that we want, and then to keep away from the other four. Then we accumulate a lot of negative actions that cause us to circle in samsara. So the moment that we see the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns, then we would stop to try to acquire those, to make all those efforts in order to acquire those four that we consider positive, and then to try to keep away from the suffering and so on.
Tene kansa sinyin chi yan denpa truwa yomare, kansa sinyin chi truwa menanda de yu la tene chapa chewa saya chi truwa mida. Ta de me suwa yina tene sunbi gen jiden saya de yan truwa yomare, sunbi jiden saya chi truwa menanda de di shi ne, chewa chi ma lan ruwa saya chi truwa maris. Dena xin chewa ngama ne tanda tsu, tanda lu den de chung saya nda wotan, dena xin ke tsen deke da pama pinja saya nda wotan deke, che kanya ran xin truwa yomaris. Tsangma, ye ne tongpa ni, truwa tsangma da truwa ta nanka na xiris.
So we realize in this way that, you know, with the realization of emptiness, that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, that individuals also are devoid of inherent existence. So there is nothing to be attached to crave for. And so, then also if we consider that this world of living beings has no real existence, then is there would be also no one to die and no one to live within that world. And so, and there's no one who will be born also in the next life and who was born in the past. So also, then this is in this way that we realize that the whole world is devoid of inherent existence, abandon or attachment, and also for like family or friends, relations and so on, then realizing that they are all actually devoid of inherent existence.
Da che dan je kandar shangshi ma ro wa tong ba ni ren da o din din ne tong ni to ba yin ji den che jen go nyan tong da o din din ji den da che jen go nyan bar ke che ya ke da tong ni to ba che ba la ga re che wo se de din ne lu la che bi lo jen se na da tong ni to bi ke kan sa pe na shi wa la na ji ni ten ne ten ga tu ji den che je ge to ba den go nyan ba che go re se da de ta ma da la shi wa la ge ni ga zo la ma lab jan lo de da ngan lo ji ya dīngi chī nāngdā, nī chūrāṅsā tā jītēn chūchēn kō ñāmbā chē gō rēs, kā yīnsi nā nī tōnyi tō dēngi kī lāma tā shiwā lā nā shīn, nī dīngi shī, tēnī, tēnī chūrāṅsā kī jītēn chūchēn kī tō gā rēs sāma, kō ñāmbā chē gō rēs.
And so, all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, and so by realizing that, by seeing that, then we come to see also the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns. And so this is something that is seen by the wise master. Wise master refers to those who are able to see that, so like Shantideva, for example. So it is a kind of instruction that Shantideva gives us, a kind of advice that he gives us. He says that you should you know, come to see, try to come to see the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns. So in this way, by seeing that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, then you come to see the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns, just as, you know, those masters such as Shantideva and so on have done. So we need to kind of follow in their footsteps.
That day, when the Shivala Kondra was doing his son, he was kandar chunju de chiro lewa dan da chunju de sa janggui re de na la da tongba nyi ki kor chang ma xie xio ra o di ndi da kongri ngus da nga zogwe ngi ni jik ten ya ki da kogob di raguwe ma ra di ina ya da jik kandar kongri tenpa na xin chi ne chalo go ra so zogwe jik de la lo zhong ya wo che rikba ki che thwa ina di na lo ki sung de sa chang ma xio wa la kongri rang ki sung cha de go re ani kongri ngus tenpa ina ya da di la la tsi chi do kanya अनि कोरे के सुए यमरा ओदिन दे दले मानसो थसम छेशे दे कांदे शिवाला मुले दे नेबना सिंगे कांदे दिने छालो वरेस ओदिन दे तोनी तोबाला दा जिदांग की शुंग दिने दव जि ला मातेना दा तो तो मे सेन दनी बदुर आकाश किम बुकम बा गया दिने सुन छिन दा ओदिन दे दा जि कांदे अनदे नले या शिवाला कोरे के दा तोनी तो दिने शिवाला कोना सि अनि तेने जिदेन छेजे के तोबा nyambar chego re sungda o dinde ta shung dinde la yang so zobe tuesan che de yang da ji xiao lan na xin tenpa na xin chan lo re o dinde ta dinde la gang da lo zhang jine de ni ji den che che ke to ba de gon nyan to ba chego re
and so this is the example is given to us is of Shantideva. So you know, in the same way that Shantideva then investigated the nature of things and fully understand that all phenomena are like space, and then came to see the equality of the eight worldly concerns. So in the same way also, then we need to so for the moment, that is to study this the chapter 9, whatever is taught in this chapter on wisdom, then to come to learn that, to investigate that, and so that whatever, immediately we can't just become, you know, have this complete, you know, stability in this as Shantideva has. But then we can, Shantideva then explain everything he had to explain about this in this chapter. There's nothing more that you know, that would need to be added. And so if we study that, you know, well, if we remember his words, then we come to, if we come to really learn, and so we'll come to remember his words and so on. And then, so by applying the three wisdom tools of listening, contemplating and meditating, then we'll be able to come to this realization of emptiness. And so just as Shantideva has done, and so to have the actual same realization as Shantideva. And so this is the kind of this is what Kenpo Kupel says, that, you know, by studying this chapter well, and by, you know, applying those wisdom tools, then you'd come to become like Shantideva in this way. So it is important so that we you know, that we investigate the nature of things in order to fully understand that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, and in this way then come to regard all the eight worldly concepts as equal. And so this is the kind of that is why we need to study in this way this chapter on wisdom.
Tā dīnī mā tōnyi tōwā yīnā tīnī shīndiān tō tā tsewa nīñjī chīmbō tē tā chīk bēcō tsāngi mā gōba nī bēmē tū yōngu rēs kārēs nā chōgō chīgī tā tōnyi tō sōwā yīnā dībā tsāngi chīg mā rēs sōng rēs jūmzēn kārēs nā tōnyi nīñjī nīmbō chēns chīg tō tōnyi tōba tā nīñjī chāwa yī dūnyā yīs kāsōng kōndu shēsāng o tē tōnyi sēdē kō nīñjī kīrāng shīnī mā dēba tīnī chādi rēs o tē nī tā chedan je tomba ni tonglo de tin ni je khande se che gorse de ta toni ma to de sen jen de so ke me den ba la den ban si me ba la yo ban si da me ba la de ni da tun si ne ta kho an de la tan da ba do yan ni an do de ni kho ne ta chuno la long che de gra o de de din ri gin tru bi gin hwa de ta ji pa ya ge thop de ani chedan je da me ba chedan je tomba ni cha de gra o de thop de la ta mon ba cha de gra de ni o de la ta ni je de tin ne che go yes.
Now we come to the second benefit, or second aspect of the benefit of realizing emptiness, that is the benefit for others, and that is the effortless display of great compassion, of love and compassion. And so the great master Atisha said that when emptiness is realized, then all non-virtue, all negative actions come to an end. And so that when we realize emptiness, then we do not commit, we do not accomplish any negative actions. And at the same time also, great compassion arises. Because as it is said, so this is emptiness with compassion at its heart. So this is the heart of emptiness, is compassion. And as we said earlier, when we realize emptiness, then naturally with it comes, with the realization of compassion comes also this realization of great compassion, of the rise of this great compassion. So therefore, when emptiness is realized, it is in the nature of things that great compassion also manifests, it says. So that when all these delusions as regard to phenomena, and then when realizing that actually their true nature is to be actually emptiness, then all conceptuality is eliminated. And at that point, then when realizing emptiness, then a great compassion manifests.
Da chena ni toni mato na tene medem bala demban sin da me bala da den sin de ora odi sin ba de la tene ne ko la chun do ores chun ne tene rani chi bo ta dewa thon de ge chi dewa yung ora ina devi ke thop de la ta mo de ge ka da devi thop kare yime ha ko yo ma devi thop ngone de ta toni cha de ngdo toni to wa ina de ne dunga cha ma pa ne ta ngan zo chun no de cha ma ga ro da ina de thop de la mo ne tene dry chola she don che ne da kaduyina chukwa cheya ki dunga nyongore nyinga chola ta chapa che ne ane digi che do ta yang chik chapa tela tene ta pama pincha la sowa di zogi che do la ta nga zo lega mabu che ne lusin chukdo goresu chukusana ta dunga mabu chi nyongo goresu chadong karachawa ina yang kanda thala chik dunga mabu chi yungu do wadu sangma ta toni toba ke to tela maone ane dame pala datun zimba wadu su sangma la tene yungo goresu.
And so when not realizing that phenomena are empty, then we consider things that are not true to be true. We consider that there is a self when there is no self. And so basically we are under the sway of ignorance, and out of which the samsara manifest. And And in this situation where we don't realize that all phenomena are emptiness and that we are deluded in the samsara, in the cycle of existence of samsara, then the only thing that we think of is our own benefit, is ourselves. We just think of ourselves. What we want is to be happy, yet we do not know, we do not understand that this is by realizing emptiness that we are going to get this. And at the moment, we're just deluded. We're just thinking that... we need to having aversions for our enemy, then we just fight with them and try to ward them off, and then having attachment for our friends, then try to on their account we accomplish a lot of negative actions and suffer from being separated and so on. So basically we undergo because of that then a great deal of suffering, both physically and mentally, due to our delusion, due to our not understanding that actually all no phenomena are empty.
Da da me ba la da tun sin lo de da 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 ni ge jo le cha dong jin ni dung ga yong da de nan xin da ka she ji di ta de ji lu len ya da ka chuo ya ge mi ze zong lu re yin ni sin yin ni li sin yin ni de nan ka she yang so so ge ji pa ma bin ja xie ya ge ten do la ji ju de long chu ni ku ma ge chuo lo yan da wo de ni ge ji min de ba ma bo ji 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 ge ten do ji ge bo ne da de ni ge ngan na ya dung ga yong ni mi se sin lo re 가시기지 소속이 대박에 대비게 되는데서 만드네. 아니 가도이네 애들 생대라고 제 누가 전에 다 미세정으로 그랬어. 어디인데 다 미추보 있는데 미치 나 우보 있는데 되는 시기 즉 뱀보 있는데 되는 시 딱 뱀보 많이 밤에 담아봤는데 이네야 다 너 런치기 치에도 되네 배전체네. 아 간다 누가 먹어보시냐고 그랬어. 신 신라 쩌바제야 다 되는 시기 아니 랑글류는 신글류 Sama that trick to Yalas over the net to Pajene. Ni Ranching, Lucena, that Dunga Mamuchi, Dinis Nione, and Mrs. Honoris. That is a Sama, Tony Toby get top de la money. Then a dame bala datun sin. What dig that Jim Center than the Yundagar? But the net chin that Dunga Yungoris.
And so, because of grasping at the self when there is no self, or not understanding that all phenomena are emptiness. Then we have attachment for our friends, we have aversion for our enemies, and we spend our life, exhaust our life in pointless activities, distracted and just running from one thing to the next in connection to those, to this attachment or aversion. Even we go as far sometimes as for the sake of our, for example, family or friends to go to steal things and so on. So commit a lot of negative actions, basically, and then experience, therefore, a lot of suffering in this life and then in the next because of that. And so, and there's also all those situations where we have also like all the worries, you know, that we have because of certain things that we want to see happening and they are not happening. So there's all this suffering associated with that, with this stress and worries. But then whether it be, you know, like rich people or poor people, whether it be person in a position of power or ordinary people, we all just, you know, run after after riches, after the things, and make all sorts of effort, and as our life kind of wasting away our lives in all those pointless activity, and creating a lot of suffering physically to ourselves, to others, mentally as well. So basically we spend our lives wasting our time in all those activity, experiencing a lot of suffering both physically and mentally, and that is because of not realizing that all phenomena are actually emptiness, because of seeing a self when there is no self.
Kandarachi diba mambo chi mache na ta jude longe mambo chi satung mi da o de de longe duya de la chi kanga mambo cha wo res ina ya kanga mambo cha wa ina ya chen de chi ning kala ta dunga mambo chi nyong res din de ta de la tenda chi mo shira yo ma res kanda tenda pe chung jo res o de de ta chen de ke chi pin so sing da chen de pin so ta jude longe duya din na shi ni ku ru zhang de la so ba ta de chang ma chen de pin so cha de la o de ki nga zo ge chen de lui ne den dan da ba da ta din ne chi ne chik sende lhuy ni da ndan roya mizhe zon roya nili mambu chin ane tong du sun shin da kimbu kimbab oda tsama ganda shira pendo yo maris pe juze longe la ngam ni da chik lunga yi sun ge mige wa mambu che ne kanga mambu che shwa ina oda la da tenda chimbo shira yo maris digi manzo sende lhuy ro go yo ras oda ini da dila 직 팬도 되나 대가스 첨부 연말에서
So the so for the sake of all those of money, of acquiring certain things, then we accumulate a lot of negative actions. Then in order to protect our friends or for the family or to ward off our enemies, and to accumulate, to acquire money and whatever possessions, and there's no way this can be done without accumulating negative actions. So therefore, in the course of it, we just accumulate negative actions, make a lot of effort, spend our lives doing a lot of effort, making a lot of effort in order to acquire those kind of positive things that we consider positive for this life. But it is such a small kind of objective or a kind of limited endeavor. And just to try to, for the sake of this life, having money, having certain possessions, having being, recognized, appreciated, praised, and so on. Just for that, then all those efforts that we make are just, it's a little bit pointless, actually. It's just our mind is just completely taken by all that, and just completely lured into all this. And so that... And this is what Kenpo Kumpel says, that he's seen so much of it. He's seen so much of it around him, that the people just spend their lives in all those activities, committing all sorts of negative actions of body, speech, and mind, in order to secure a little bit of those, a little bit of money, a little bit of certain possessions, a little bit of being appreciated or praised, and so on. And so. This is just because our mind is completely taken by those, is completely lured into into those.
That is not it. That's Kansa Kashi. Ni Sanjay dan Jangju Sanba deso cutting la tene. Ani chik chan san la nyenege. Nyene yen la jege. That domba la yoyo. Odi domba de lene. That de suni. Gewa tis tis che. Ani gewa de druba la tene. That thori la de mege. Nyesu che ne. Che gweres. Inaya ani lad meke nes chene ya ching debi ke dewala launch ta chik sege launch de sole yene ani liden de la geo ma tone diba ma bo chene ya yanjer manya wala chene da dunga yero bo nyong yore so din de ta khowa se de la chik ya chik thori la ye ta me nes chene ya ma nge song nes chene ya da khandar a dunga ke ran shin ne mande ba o de ne ji cha de gore se din de dewa da dunga ta ngeba me ba chi nyong da san re la chik Nineg Dombasun, Dictan to Gewatone, Ya Torilla Chen, Devates Nongre, Ya Dictan to Gew Madone, Diva Sashi, the young and son of Chen, Dungan Yongda. O Dinita, Dedu Mangibiton, and that's Sibala Dini, Stick Chandu Wires.
Dombaji to the
Nine and Najagita, Dombalene, Dissu, Dictan to Gewates Dunia, Torilla Che, Torilla Che on the Ta, Gew Madu, Diva Mambasaya, Niola Mache, Dungan Yong. What did they do? Mangiba, you mean you wanted a call at Chambers? Kasi ndiyara nyene, tene genye, tene gesu stomba tene yara, nyene gdomba.
And sometimes, so through the kindness of the teachers, or through the kindness of the Buddhas and or Bodhisattvas, then some people, some sentient beings, may have the occasion to accomplish a little bit of virtue, to accumulate a little bit of virtue, such as, for example, taking the... eight precepts of Upavashas, the eight vows of Upavashas, and then the one-day vows, and then accumulating a merit in this way by following that. And as a result, then they would experience a fortunate rebirth, a rebirth in the high realm, and there, being reborn there, and then experience happiness, pleasure, and so on, enjoy all that. But then, at some point, then because of... of the negative actions that they've accumulated, then also this they'll have to experience the suffering that is the result from that. And so at death, so when the good result of those positive actions that they've accumulating by taking those vows and so on have exhausted, then they fall back into the hell realm or any of the lower rebirth, and so suffer again incredible pain. And so it is so all the basically there's no certainty with the pleasure and pain for sentient beings. Then at some points then we experience something pleasurable, and the next then instant is suffering. So there is not something definitive in this way. So because of all the karma that we've accumulated, then sentient beings then wander in samsara, experiencing pain and suffering.
That comes from Kuan Dalang. So, chi chadong mon songge chi toba dere kya. And the chat and the taba and demba tuba, or the nids in the chinchy looking zimba, Mambuchi, Kansato soldier, Chedigores.
And so within the three realms of existence, then every negative thought of attachment, hatred, ignorance, craving, and so on will cause sentient beings to fall into these cosmic abysses extremely. Where incredible suffering is experienced, extremely dreadful. And so that is because of all those thoughts of attachment, hatred, even the slightest a thought of attachment then would cause to experience suffering and then be born in the lower realm. But then if we come to understand the reality, then that or phenomena are emptiness, then that would be the mean of liberation from this situation. But if on the other hand, if instead then because of an intense clinging to self, then we have this conviction into the permanence and true existence of things, then because of that then we accumulate all those negative actions that will continue to suffer in the cycle of existence of samsara.
That is koala ni chambi kodela.
And so, in such a situation, the understanding of emptiness, free of all conceptual elaboration, is the very antithesis of such mistaken clinging to the true existence of things. So, the antithesis or the mutual incompatibility is the technical term. It's like those, when you realize, basically, when we realize emptiness, then there can't be the emptiness of all phenomena, then there can't be the grasping of the self. Or the identity of phenomena at the same time, so that is eliminating it. And so in this way then we see that in this way that the this understanding of emptiness, and it come to study to realize emptiness, is something quite special in this world, because this is the very thing that can remove all those suffering, because when we realize emptiness, then all grasping at the self and so on, all grasping at the identity of phenomena is removed. The example is given is when the sun is shining, then even if there is a very thick darkness before, then when the sun is shining, then all darkness is removed. It can't coexist together. When the sun is shining, there's no darkness whatsoever. That's the same also when realizing emptiness, then there can't be any grasping at the self and so on.
Nda toni mato na kandre yungdo ta kandar siwa kwa ndala yani yando chani ani chi dunga mambo chi nyong dengdo odi ni ta tare tanda ta ngaso kare cha gore sde temba tuje chenda dina shin an chanju semba ta soso ge zai lama odi so ge kadi na tene ani somo tomba ni ge tende ta dina yi tomba ni ge tenda dina shin ta chi tambi chue dine mambo chi ngaso sanje dan chanju semba soso gevi shenye ta di so ge ngaso la tengu yore Ditemba nashi ngaso geta, tueba cheya, samba cheya, ni gomba cheya geta, kokopchi, nyigwe ra tanda. O di nyegi nyibi kopdela ta, tonyi tembi ge shung, shero lewo, ndita wola. Ngaso ge chik, tuesan rao cheesha wa ina, a nga ge tonyi di totu kumare, tene, sem shunya yo maras. O di sendi shonde wa ina, tonyi la tradu goras. O di paani da, kandar chik, shung dinde shila ta, ngaso tuesam cheya ge kokopde, ani sanje dan, chonju senba, gevi shenye, deso kating na tene yungwe re, Odi yungu yaba na shinchene, ne yane yando chik, tesan gonsum chene, and tonyi ki tuende, totuba chego gores.
And if we don't do this, then if we don't come to realize emptiness, then the situation is that we continue to suffer in the cycle of existence of samsara, always accumulating more negativity to experience, always more suffering. Whereas if we come to realize emptiness, then all grasping at the self, of the identity of phenomena is removed, and so also the suffering of samsara can be brought to an end. So that is by receiving those teachings, and we receive a lot of teachings on emptiness, and try to so apply the three wisdom tools to emptiness, and to listen to teachings, to reflect upon them, and to meditate. This is how we'll be able to remove or to realize emptiness. So thanks to all the teachings and instructions that are given by our teachers on emptiness, and thanks to also studying such a text such as the chapter on wisdom, that what we need to do is to listen to those teachings, to reflect upon them, to meditate upon them, in order to be able to come to realize emptiness, and not being despondent in any way, and try to and start in thinking, oh, this is too difficult for me, this is not something I can come to understand, but just, you know, apply ourselves to try to listen to those teachings, and to reflect upon them, to meditate upon them, because it's just a despondency, it's just a fear, it's just being afraid of those teachings, but actually there's no reason, as been explained, and so also very much instead then listen, reflect, and meditate upon those teachings. That's how we'll be able to realize them, and so to find a way out of samsara.
That tonyi le trago ya kanyo mara, ngaso jada dyan le trago na shichi ne, tongba nyi le trago ya kanyo mara si. Ngaso jidan jada dyan siya, diso le jada gora, o di neke chik tongba nyi le ne trago ya ki jumsen kanyo mara si.
So, and because there's no reason to be afraid of emptiness, actually. We are usually afraid of enemies or like negative spirits such as the duns and so on, but then emptiness, there's no reason to be afraid of it.
Da kasi tonyi tenpi ki shung la tueba dan samba yang chenye ma to. Chik tonyi tenpi ki shung du sowe duen yang kanyang ma she de nye. Dende yung yon na ne, ane nga so chewa nga ma la ta tonyi ki duen la. Tis chik loka ma cho ne. Ding hun la chik tonyi tenpi ki shung la tue san ra wo ma je ya ke. Ane ta cha de gore se. Ta ra wo yin sung to. Tonyi tenpi ki shung la tene tue san yang chenye ma to. Dina shingi shungi tuenya ma she dea de ni chawa ngama la tonyi ki tuenya loka ma cho loka cho se de ta tonyi ki tuenya chik lo jong rao kanya ma je ne bige ta cha de gores
And so there's sometimes some people who are not interested at all in the in hearing or studying the text on emptiness, all those teachings on emptiness, and that is a sign that actually they've in their previous lives, they have never turned their minds toward those teachings. They haven't really connected with those teachings in the past, and that is so we see that as a sign very much when people show no interest in those teachings. But then if, on the other hand, then if when we hear the teachings on emptiness, then we are, that makes us quite happy to hear those teachings, that our faith kind of grows, that our hairs then stands on end, like we have goose pimples, then our eyes start to be moistened with the tears, then that is a sign that we had in our past lives already studied and had some interest for those teachings. And so this is the difference, you know, between those who have studied those teachings on emptiness before, those who haven't. And but basically, whether we have those kind of habitual tendencies already or not, then it is important that we listen to those teachings and reflect upon them. And because even if we don't come to gain the realization of those teachings in this life, then if we turn our minds to those profound teachings on emptiness, then just by listening to them, by reflecting, meditating upon them, then it is certain that in our next lives, then we will hear such teachings again and attain the realization. So we will be able to realize them. So even if in this life, you know, we can't really fully realize those teachings, then still there's an immense benefit in striving to listen to those teachings, to reflect upon them, to meditate upon them, because it is sure that in our future lives, then that would give the kind of a connection or the conditions for us to actually realize it.
So therefore, extremely important that we kind of plant the seeds of reflecting and meditating upon emptiness, receiving teachings on emptiness, because if we do not realize in this life, then we would realize in future lives. This is what the great masters of the past have said, and they haven't said that just for the sake of saying it, but there is really a point in that if we plant the kind of karmic seeds, the kind of the backshak, the habitual tendencies connected with emptiness, by listening to teachings about emptiness, by reflecting upon it, by meditating upon it, then it is sure that they will that will ripen in the realizing emptiness in the future. And so that is why it is important. So whether we had the opportunity to receive teachings on emptiness in past lives or whether not, but then now that we have this opportunity now of receiving those teachings, we have this precious human birth, we have met with a spiritual friend, so we have all those conditions, extremely rare, extremely difficult to find, and so it is quite important for us to make very good use of it by listening, reflecting, meditating upon emptiness. Ani di yung re, yan chik dene besen shu chema ma jewa ina ne, ta yan ja chewa jema tegara na ta yung tuku yume, ta she tuku mara. O dene che ta soso la kanda rale wara de. And so this is what said also in the 400 stanzas and the Madhyamika by Aryadeva. It said that even though we do not in this life transcend through understanding suchness every pain, it is like a karma certain that in later lives we will without work attain this goal, without effort attain this goal. So the this is what has been explained, that if we plant the seeds of emptiness, if we the habitual tendencies of emptiness by having listened to teachings, reflected upon it, meditated upon emptiness, then it is certain that in the future, in our future lives, we will be experiencing the good result of that in being able to actually realize emptiness. So even though we may not be able to transcend suffering here, meaning we may not be able to reach nirvana in this life by realizing fully emptiness, yet by the kind of effort we've put in listening, reflecting, and meditating upon emptiness, then we plant the seeds that would enable us in the future to actually realize emptiness. And there's no, it is sure that we come to realize in the future emptiness. So that's why we need to make a good use of this opportunity that we have. And so to say whether it is in the very next life that we come to realize emptiness, or like in, you know, in later future lives, the kind of karma here that is accumulated, there is a karma that is certain to ripen. There's different types of karma, and there is the karma that is certain to ripen. So at some point in the future, we'll be experiencing the result of it, of having listened, reflected, and meditating upon emptiness. And So whether in the next life or in the later future, that depends. Maybe if we, you know, spend really make a lot of efforts in this life, really diligently apply ourselves to listen, to reflect, to meditate upon emptiness, then most probably in our future life, in the very next life, then we'll be presented with the opportunity again to meditate upon it and come to realize it. But then if we are a little bit more laxed with that, then it could be that, you know, it would be in a lesser future. And so how is it possible then, you know, that this happened, that we come to realize emptiness in future lives if we've studied in this life? And well, there's stories of like this group, the small and Lekyong, who basically were people who have accumulated a great deal of negative karma, and so therefore were suffering a lot when they met the Buddha, and so they were people with a kind of a dala kind of faculty, and yet when they met the Buddha, then just by hearing his teachings, then the council Wangbo the Tulbo the Nambo. So they were of dala kind of faculty, you know, among the ordinary people, like the most ordinary that can get. They were under, you know, so much under the influence of suffering as a result of their past karma that they were. But then when they met the Buddha, and then when the Buddha explained to them, then immediately they realized the truth. So realize the truth means they realized the truth on the path of the arahat, the Hinayana truth, seeing the identitylessness of the Hinayana. And so immediately they come to realize this. So even though they were of this, you know, their faculties, but just on hearing the teachings of the Buddha, then they came to realize and reach arachi. And so, and the reason for this is what the Buddha explains, that actually they received teachings already from the Buddha Kashyapa. And so because of those teachings and the samsara that they received, then they were able to immediately realize it in this life. But then if, on the other hand, so we haven't heard any teachings, then it might be that we have to struggle a little bit with those teachings in this life, and that we don't come to understand them so readily, so easily. Yet there's there's much point in actually persevere and continue with the listening, reflecting, contemplating those teachings, because that would provide for the circumstances for us to realize, even if we don't realize them in this life, then we would be able to realize in the future.
That the kandar kanza lumbo pe lodoyan jachambo mede o disoge somo tomba nyi tyen dala tesum tsang yin sag maris sheng do chi chhe de zo tsama toni re sheu da o toni ina mena ten tesum tsang yin sag maris ta ga si tesum tsang chi se sha wa ina ya an si ba de ru bo so ja ri sheng do ru bo se de kyolo pe ni ma na sha cha ba ge ba de ni chi jin ru ba sha na de ni tis chi tu wa ina re no da o de la de ne da ta si ba de pe chi gandar chi pe ni mo da wo se chada dig tora tis chik mbezen che shwa ina dine lansan chik sikpa de pa chik panya la kanga mewa ta re de ko dine isi sha jen yo de tis chik tuwa ina ko lansan chik shu chenpo teme go ba rendong da o dina xin kowa de de panya la pe lela wa dine chakres ina ya kansa lumbo dine lorio chungchung yo so chik tongi la chik chwe tanya tongba ni ina mene ten tesum zang saag ma resong da ta tesum zang si sewa ina ya o dine is penya yo res Tony la tesum sawatsangi dine penyena dine Tony tobaina ta ko penye ba dita shego mara dine ta Tony tobara dine singoros
and the people were quite dull and now never ever wonder whether phenomena are empty or not and so when looking at phenomena they never have the slightest doubt whether you know the phenomena might be empty and but if they were to do so then it would be And samsaric existence would fall to shreds for them. So, fall to shreds. The word is in Tibetan rupo is like this. You have this cloth that if you left it, you know, a very long time in the sand, like in the water in the sand, then you just have to tear a little bit on it, just tear into shred without any effort. So, if they were just to think a little bit, to wonder whether the world is empty or not, then just by doing that, then the samsaric existence would fall into shred that easily with this kind of. Old cloth, and so if we see that just to wonder, just to have doubt about emptiness has that much benefit, then how much more it is to actually realize it, and so to come to actually realize, to study, to meditate, and to realize those teachings on emptiness.
That day, umai shijaba na sunye sunda tanda de umai shijaba na che. O jumsen dera dene ta tarang anso tanda ki tuse dera ta anso che samo tamba ni. कि तेरे दायन छेदे करे वो दे छेदे याद ला ता पै जी गावातां ट्रोवा चिंबो चेने अनि त्योबातां सांबा गोंबा वो चेने कांदर अंजो के मिसेंडे ता मिलेंडे तेरे बस चेवोरस ता मिलेंडे तेरे बस दे करे चेवोरस दे अनि तोनी के शुंग दिलेशिंग अंजो त्योसम चेया के कोको रादे तेरे दला गाशिं ट्रो दे माइन बा ता ची दिने के ची थ्योसम चाय के कोको रादे ता ते यू ने तने चंदी के ता जावा बासी ड्रोशा बाई ना तने चिंग मिसे दे त्योमे ली लीते तंजो के लीते ने यहाँ ता चीजे चालो रा वो दिने माशा वाची आदे ता केचम बोलेस
So this quotation here is from the 400 stanzas on the middle way and So it says, consequently, at this time, when we have come upon this profound teaching on emptiness, we should give meaning to this encounter by listening, reflecting, and meditating with joyful hearts. So we understand in this way that how important it is just to question whether phenomena are emptiness, and even more so to come to actually, you know, really listen, reflect, and meditate upon emptiness. And that is what gives meaning to our lives. Our lives become meaningful. We have this precious human birth, and we make good use of it by practicing in this way, by listening, reflecting, meditating on emptiness in this way. And that if we were to fail to do so, just being distracted in all sorts of ordinary activities, then that wouldn't be this precious human birth again. We would waste this potential that we have, this precious opportunity that we have.
What is the Sanskrit name of the four hundred stanzas?
Chatushataka. Written here.
400 stars of the way.
Yes, sometimes called just the 400 stanzas. It's called the Yogic Deeds of a Bodhisattva translation. It's Yogacara. It's the
other ones the same as before.
Yeah, two quotations from the same text.
So we might even know Tony Tembeki. No, the next goal is that no, the last touch, the next Dittade ci yena dene della toni shegoris tim ninga ta de mena della toni shejo mare soinda ine da ngazo ki ta dena ni toni ki ten de sama shejara ci linga ki ta de so toyen de min de ci ta de ine ci to ya jo chu maso ine yan ta da da wa kun ne chena linga ki ta de so ci toyen de nan ne de le shegore toyen mun de na de le she mare sunda ta ci toyen de min de ine pa che toni That is such a sondage thing, the kinds of thing. Tony tend to shave the any meaning chima shayada, Lila Paputayada, the nigger, Senna chick, Troachia, the nigger, go your song in the. In a time and I am Pajeta, Chronzo, chick, Sendini, chick, Mushayada, dinner shingle, that the nigger, chick, you your jerry, ten, Paja, your jerry, ten, shaved. That day, you may have come as kind of chick, toy and domino.
So, you know. Says that we shouldn't teach emptiness to those who don't show the signs, you know, of really having the habitual tendencies of having received teaching emptiness before. So and here I must say that having seen, you know, the signs, yet we are teaching emptiness. We are giving those teachings, you know. But if we really go by what Chandrakirti said that, you know, you can't teach emptiness to, you know, people who don't show those signs of having, you know, those goose pimples and, you know, as tears in their eyes when they hear about emptiness and so on. And, yeah, I must say I haven't seen much of this here. Yet, you know, we've taught emptiness. So maybe, I mean, I feel that it might be that, you know, that actually when, you know, you receive those teachings and emptiness is that you, you know, from the depth of your heart, that your heart is kind of crying, you know, as you receive deeply inside. So that's why, you know, it's a sign. Aspirationlessness sometimes. Mepa mepas na kandesh. Nam tar kusum na mepa mepas na kande kosh.
Ah, le drive member members. Members si dito. Ah, ngale tanda pa jingba ji tanya na ngale drive chi yagu chi yungre training. Pena ta dindera ngazu tanda jingba mambo tanya na chewa jingba le pe chupu chagre training. Chi di meni ta di meni chi rewan ra uchira. Ta di drive member members si dito ngazu drive la rewa meva chagur kandar. Rewa meva jingba chenda. Jingba ngone de ta. Chik ngatsu pa jimba tanda yanja digi chik nrebu da chik su zangbo chik toya ki rewaan rao chik mea ne dini pa shenda dal ta chik da pensan koin taan shwa ina dila jimba asa da jimba sinyu ba dechang da rewa mea pa jimba asa nrebu mea pa mea asa tesu chik shewa chik maungu pa dan chik pe nrebu zangbo chik toya ki chik rewaan rao chik yewa ina yan tatu nrebu mea pa ki tuyana toya ma da pena tanda ngatsu sanje kumbo tondo ki chik Rewadi yur gogure mado sanje ke kumbon an rotu kuyo mara. Tar rinbe shinda tongba ni tong ro dina, tini sanje kumbon tondu ki lo dina pangu kuyo shengda. Kansana ta deyan drebo la rede wara. Drebo memba meba se deri kogur ta. Kanda men se di jik zambu ji tsu tondu ki, drebo zambu ji tsu tondu ki. Rewa lo ji. Di meba.
So the expectancy of these aspirations, like when we... When you do something positive, for example, you practice generosity. When you give something to someone, then quite often you expect something in return. You're doing that because you know
that maybe you accumulate merit or whatever. So there's an expectancy, kind of an aspiration there. You know, you wish for something, and so at the, so he says the result is beyond expectancy. So the result of the level of nirvana. So there's not no expectancy of expecting a result or anything like that. And so when we talk about, for example, generosity, also is to, you know, to give without any hope. You know, that's the actual, without any expectation. That is the actual practice of generosity, isn't it? When it's truly generous, is where you don't expect anything in return. You just give out of a generous kind of motivation. And so there's the same at the level of the result. So there's not this aspect of expecting something in return. And so as we go on the path, then of course we need to have this kind of aspiration, or this expectation to reach to Buddhahood is the kind of, you know, what, you know, kind of drives us. But then the more we realize emptiness, then said that at some point that we need to abandon even that kind of hope, that expectation of reaching to the nirvana if we want to really reach to that level. So we see that this reasoning, the third reasoning that is investigating the result, then with that, then we came to see that actually there can't be any result that is produced, whether existent or non-existent. So when no result is produced, then there's no result for which we could have any expectation, any hope or aspiration for. So in this way, then that helps us establish that the result beyond expectation.
Sinamde